And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom. And we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
And they've said it's the final piece or the jewel in the center of the crown, the big ruby, big diamond, once they have it, and they will use it for this. We've already seen the giant consortiums of government and intelligence agencies and dinosaur legacy media, along with think tanks and leftist groups, surveilling and censoring and terrorizing and debanking and everything else. And they are feverishly running around like a pack of gremlins that have just snorted methamphetamine, hopping up and down, calling for this power immediately, which has already been used and put into place to disastrous totalitarian control and effect in communist China. It's Wednesday, March 15th, the Ides of March, 2023. This is the day 2,000 plus years ago that Julius Caesar was stabbed to death in the Roman Forum. Globalist elites for the last 2,000 plus years have seen it as a time of collapse and when major wars start. In fact, the Romans already thought March was the month of war. That's why it's named after Mars, or going on the march. Marching, marsing, warring, god of war. Now we've got Russian jets shooting down U.S. Predator drones right over the coast of Ukraine. It's getting more and more insane by the minute. But what should be central in all of our minds is that the gate is being closed. It's like being put in a cell and they close the cell door and you're behind the bars, but they've not thrown the lock into place yet. Former Clinton Treasury and Housing and Urban Development deputy head, Catherine Austin Fitch, was on Tucker Carlson last night explaining how the cow ate the cabbage.
Controlling and more invasive. It's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us. And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom. And we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
And they've said it's the final piece or the jewel in the center of the crown, the big ruby, big diamond, once they have it, and they will use it for this. We've already seen the giant consortiums of government and intelligence agencies and dinosaur legacy media, along with think tanks and leftist groups, surveilling and censoring and terrorizing and debanking and everything else, and they are feverishly running around like a pack of gremlins that have just snorted methamphetamine, hopping up and down, calling for this power immediately, which has already been used and put into place to disastrous totalitarian control and effect in communist China. And tying into that, just an incredible new document. I knew about the DHS organization, and I knew what they were doing, and I knew about the statements that had been made by Democrats targeting yours truly in the last 5 years and the beta test. But here it is, Cybersecurity Advisory Committee. This document is from last June, but it's only coming out now in Biden's new executive order of last Wednesday to take over all the banking and bring out a central bank digital currency. The protecting critical infrastructure from Misinformation and Disinformation Cybersecurity Advisory Committee. And it talks about how anything that they think, even if it's true, if it hurts anything they're doing, it will be banned. And Homeland Security, again, directs this consortium to illegally control and censor and makes them sign non-disclosure agreements because, quote, it's illegal what they're doing. So open, organized, mass crime. We're going to be laying it all out here today. But there's no doubt now, hindsight's 2020. I wasn't sure on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. But we were sure by yesterday, and now it's all over the news and confirmed. They deliberately imploded SVB Bank. Now they're imploding others. This is the biggest bailout, but in what amounts to a nationalization of banks, not just here, but as a contagion spreads to Europe, all over the world, to have lifetime surveillance of all your finances via the SVB, the central bank digital currencies, to, quote, protect the world markets from another crash, the crash they're implementing now. So it's not just the replacement for the old draconian, out-of-control, oppressive system, but it's out of the fire into Hades itself and is being pushed as the solution. Wow is all I can say. Dow Jones, as of showtime, is 500 points down as banking fears spread. Pull the Dow Jones down and see where it is. Dow Jones industrial averages. Also, market price and central bank panic as Credit Suisse default risk soars. ECB contacts the lenders. That's the European Central Bank. Carl Icahn says, our system is breaking down. We absolutely have a major problem in our economy today. Yeah. Now, how many times I tell you in the last year, like a parrot, papagano, I think that's how they say it in Spanish, or is that Italian? But over and over and over and over again that the next thing will be the banking takeover. And they're already in control, but the next phase of the power grab. Now it's down 664 points on all of this. Continuing, the Silicon Valley bank crisis parallels the 1980s. I think it's far more serious than that. Who killed Silicon Valley Bank? Oh, the media is even getting it right, saying the Federal Reserve raising rates. And then them not going in the last few months, they knew the bank was in trouble, and simply having a larger bank buy it, that would have stopped all this. But no, they wanted all this to happen. Bank runs, crypto concerns, and takeovers. A timeline of the panic. American capitalism breaking down before our eyes. U.S. billionaire warns.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
If we don't like the big private central banks creating a system and creating all of these quadrillions of dollars, then raising interest rates and triggering this collapse, imagine what it'll be like once they have full surveillance control and full control over every part of our life. Well, they've said that they will then bring in the social credit score to the highest levels imaginable. Credit Suisse shares tank after Saudi backer rules out further assistance. But that's okay. California Governor Gavin Newsom has been calling for a full bailout of investors, not just people that had more than $250,000 in Silicon Valley Bank, but he illegally did not disclose that he has heavy investments in the bank, and the bank has investments in his wineries and chain of winery restaurants. So the governor's illegally lobbying. Not only supposed to lobby when you're a governor, much less be getting money for it. So absolutely illegal, but he'll get in absolutely no trouble because the Justice Department lets Democrats commit any type of insider trading or scam they want to. California Governor Gavin Newsom failed to publicly disclose his SVB ties while lobbying for a bailout. Business Insider. Here's another one. The Intercept. Cheering Silicon Valley bailout, Gavin Newsom doesn't mention he's a client and a lot more. California Governor Newsom failed to disclose it. Completely and totally illegal, but he is the reincarnation of the American psycho, so it's okay. Silicon Valley Bank pledged nearly $74 million to Black Lives Matter causes and transgender causes. Tom Cotton says the Biden administration won't commit to not bailing out Chinese SVB investors, who are the majority of the investors. It just goes on and on from there. Markets price and central bank panic as Credit Suisse default risk soars. So we really are witnessing a system breaking down in front of us, but don't worry. Right as they sink this ship, they're telling us walk the plank into the frozen ocean, saying it's a new ship called the central bank, digital currencies, and all the horrible things that come with that. And the old banking system going through a heart attack is also hurting cryptocurrencies that are independent, and which I believe are the answer to central bank digital currencies. We need a democratized system, and people should be able to accept any form of payment that their company or their business sees fit. But instead, more governments come out and say, like the European Union and Biden and China, that they're looking to ban non-state or non-central bank, which are private but still act like the state, currencies. So out of one crisis into a crisis far worse and far, far more intense. Here's well-known visionary economist Carl Icahn, who predicted the last few crashes, saying our system is breaking down. We absolutely have a major problem in our economy today.
I want your reaction to what Citadel's Ken Griffin told the FT about this very issue, in which he suggested that the government should not have bailed out all of the depositors. He said, quote, the U.S. is supposed to be a capitalist economy, and that's breaking down before our eyes. There's been a loss of financial discipline with the government bailing out depositors in full. What do you make of that statement? He also goes after the regulator, but what do you think about that?
I can't opine on what Griffith is saying there, because I don't quite understand where it goes. But I am saying that he's right, that that our system is breaking down, and that we absolutely have a major problem in our economy today. And I'm not going to opine on whether or not you bail out a bank or something like that. But you can't have the country feeling that it doesn't matter if they save. It doesn't matter, because they can spend all the money they want. They can do whatever you want, because the government will bail you out. You can't. He's right about that. You can't have that. Now, should you bail this bank out? I don't know. That's a part of it. I don't like to opine on things that I'm not really that conversant in. But I do agree that the system is breaking it out. And one of the major reasons, not the only reason, obviously, but one of the major reasons is that you don't have good corporate leadership. So you say, so what? But I'll tell you, so what? If you don't have good corporate leadership in companies, yeah, when the tide is high and things are great, It doesn't matter. And all these guys that run these companies are partying and having a good time and giving themselves bonuses. But their agendas are different than the people who invest with them. You know, they're looking to get their bonuses. And I tell you, I live it. So I go into it. And there's a reason that we make so much money. I mean, just to make the point. Over the years, in 2000, if you invested in IEP, you annualized. You made it, and reinvested the dividends, you made an annual return of 15%. And the closest is Buffett, who I believe made around 9%. S&P made 7%. But why? Because we go into companies and clean them up. And there's so much to clean up, and it's getting much worse now. We're one of the worst countries in the world as far as corporate governance goes. And I can go on and on about that. But
no,
yes,
well, we'll get into
Griffin is sort of right. The economy is breaking down. But I don't think he's right because you bailed out some investors. But I do say he's right in the sense that our economy is breaking down. So I don't understand the capitalist way, how you define capitalistic system.
I know that you've been fairly negative on the market for a while. You've been hedged, and I think you had.
You can't give quadrillions to the central banks to buy up all the infrastructure and all the intellectual property and everything else, and then not have a bunch of corporate leadership that doesn't give a damn because they got all this money. And then meanwhile, there's no real economy, so things fall apart. And this is real simple. They make it complex. Henry Ford, say what you want about him, was very smart. And the other car makers were only selling limited amounts to elites and rich people. And he came out with a Model T and he said, I want to have a car so inexpensive the average person can get it. And I'm going to pay my factory workers three times what Chrysler and others were paying people because I want them to be able to buy my car. I want to build an economy that's scalable to increase the standard of living. Now, that's an elitist that wants to make everybody successful so he gets super rich. Because what is money worth if you live in Mad Max world? What if you've got $100 billion in the bank, but you live in an armored fortress with walls around it in the middle of nowhere, and the rest of the planet is melting down in wars, and then there's a nuclear war? What is stealing all the money through monetary policy worth if you can't spend it? Well, they did it because they want control socially. That's the real end game. So you've seen on this show just today, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better and that's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune into all the rest of the talk radio because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. The start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. Our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass, but I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So, less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis, but I can't do it without you. So, I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotic sold out for over a year. Finally back in stock 40% off. Or the ultimate bone broth sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns. Now finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout. And so many other great products like Down and Out and the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric, so good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products. And know at this critical time, you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again, get great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. Make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com.